This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. So this weekend, I went to a bourbon blending class, packed with dads who got the opportunity as a gift for Father's Day. And it makes sense as a gift. Whiskey is now one of the top-selling spirits in the U.S., and a large part of that growth comes from Jack Daniel's. Last year, the company reported a 20% increase in sales of its signature Tennessee liquor. For one rural town, a side effect of the whiskey boom has been whiskey fungus. Back in the day, government agents used to track illegal moonshine production by searching for whiskey fungus. But today, it's causing headaches for business owners and nearby residents. From Tennessee, WPLN's Caroline Eggers has more.
On a recent humid afternoon, Patrick Long fires up a pressure washer at his family business. It's a wedding venue in Mulberry, Tennessee, a picturesque white mansion, manicured landscaping, and a sprawling green lawn. Long says the entire place routinely gets covered in black, crusty whiskey fungus.
The only way we get it off the house or the structures is with a chemical base, so it's 50% bleach, 50% water.
From his property, he can see one of the newest warehouses built by Jack Daniel's. Each warehouse can hold tens of thousands of wooden barrels full of aging whiskey. And as it ages, whiskey slowly emits ethanol into the air. That's what the whiskey fungus eats. Long has to power wash his venue every few months to get rid of the fungus, and he hires help.
I can't just squirt a pressure washer up on a 30-foot roof.
And within a few months, the fungus is back. And Long says people don't want to get married at a venue covered in black mold.
Number one, my business has been destroyed. And number two, there's nothing I can do about it. And now our property is worth considerably less than probably what we paid for it.
Up close, whiskey fungus looks soft, almost powdery. But it's really hard to remove. It has this microscopic super glue. It clings to roofs, windows, even stainless steel. The fungus is not known to harm humans. The spores aren't airborne like many fungi.
You don't see a lot of cells of this thing represented in the air.
University of Toronto mycologist James Scott says there's very little research on whiskey fungus.
It's very understudied, and almost anything that you can learn about it, whether you're a professional or an amateur, is new information.
We don't know much about how it spreads, but scientists can point to at least one potential culprit, snails.
Snails seem to really like eating this stuff.
The fungus is not unique to Tennessee. Spores are all over the world, but the black crust only seems to sprout up next to distilleries and bakeries. To stop its spread, Vanderbilt University mycologist Antonis Rokas says,
the only way to eliminate the black fungus from the area would be to somehow filter the ethanol.
That's standard practice for big brandy distillers in California. Tennessee doesn't require ethanol filtration systems, and Jack Daniel says it isn't voluntarily planning on installing them. A single unit can cost several hundred thousand dollars. In a statement, the company said air filters would affect the taste of its product, but did not explain how. Jack Daniel's declined to provide an interview. Back at the manor, Patrick Long says the fungus has killed off much of his and his neighbor's landscaping. He runs his hand along the branches of a bush that's completely coated in black. Some of the branches are so brittle they snap like potato chips with light contact.
If you go up there and put your fingers on it, it just cakes off in your hand. You can pretty much fill your hand up with it.
Landscaping is pretty crucial for a wedding business. And Long says there are no temporary fixes. It's not like he can power wash plants or trees. In Mulberry, Tennessee, I'm Caroline Eggers for Marketplace.